Well, this week I've decided to make a bread pudding, and I've particularly used a recipe for a milky white tin loaf by Dunleopard. I've made two white tin loaves, particularly because I knew I wanted to make this. Now, it's not necessarily considered a very glamorous pudding, bread pudding, and in days gone by, it's been used to use up old stale bread, and there is something about old stale bread that tastes a little bit nicer, so don't be afraid of using something that's been hanging around for a few days. It's been glammed up. I've used marmalade to glaze the top, and I've used star anise, and that lovely flavour mingles in. The sweetness of the pudding is tempered by the tartness and the bitterness of that orange marmalade, and I think it works very well. So this pudding serves 10 to 12 people. Now, I know that it's not very often we feed 10 to 12 people, and frankly, I'm not expecting anybody to serve 10 to 12 people, but I am hoping to leave at least half of it as leftovers, because later on during the week, this sort of sets, the custard sets on it, the top goes slightly crunchy, and it mellows into something that you can slice and serve. So I really expect to have some left over. So I'll set to on making it. You don't have to use a milky white loaf for this. Any loaf will do. But if you bear in mind, and I'm just slicing the bread here as I'm doing this, if you bear in mind that the wholemeal bread tends to need a little bit more liquid. So this particular recipe, though you can use others, uses a white loaf. Now, you don't obviously have to make your own bread. Any tin loaf from the supermarket will be just fine. So I'm just going to pop those in the bowl. And you don't have to arrange these neatly because the yeast in there, and when you pour the milk and the eggs in, will automatically kind of mulch it all up. So don't worry about being too neat. Now, hang on. I'm just getting some sultanas here. Between those layers, and I'm just tumbling those over the bread, between the layers of bread, what you want to be doing is putting those sultanas or raisins in, and they will plump up literally. I'm just going to get some sugar out of the cupboard here. And I'm going to sprinkle over the top of the bread on each layer that sugar. So we've got the sultanas, and we've got the sugar, and then just to finish that off, I'm going to add in some gorgeous orange zest. Ah, oh, lovely. The smell of that orange zest coming over the top. Now, I'm not going to put into the middle of the pudding any of the star anise, because I don't want anybody to sink their teeth into them. I am going to use it scattered over the top, so, and you really should count them in. So I'm just literally going to pour this milk in here. There we go, in the bowl. I'm gonna crack, was 8 eggs. So off we go. I'm going to crack the rest of those eggs in and beat that in with the cream and the milk, and I'll come back to you in a moment. Well, I'm literally just beating these eggs up. There we go. And adding this, there we go, into the mixture. Now, pouring this over the bread, and you can see that's all just, oh, that looks so good. I'm going to put my fingers in there and mulch it up slightly. I'm just going to scatter a few more sultanas over the top. A little bit more sugar. Here we go. That's that sugar sprinkled over the top. And then, just to get those beautiful star anise over the top. Now, we don't put the marmalade on yet. I'm going to put the marmalade on as the very last thing. And like I said, just count them on so you can count them off before you serve, or just know that where they are, because you really don't want to sink your teeth into one of those. And here we go. Into the oven it goes. Oh, This is just incredible. I've taken it out of the oven and it's risen like some glorious sort of proud pudding. There we go. Sorry, I'm just putting that on the table. It's a little hot. And it will deflate slightly, which is a shame, because right now it's just proud and beautiful. And I'm going to spoon some of this marmalade over the top of it. And I'm just literally taking a spoon and, while it's warm, allowing that to glaze the top. Now, be generous with your marmalade. I think I've used about 3 good tablespoons here. So, and I'm going to leave that now to cool down. I've been cooking this. Nikki has been doing the photography. And I just literally asked Nikki, can you have a taste of that and tell me what you think?
Yep, just give me 2 seconds. It's absolutely delicious.
It smells really good, doesn't it?
It smells absolutely yummy. Can't explain it. Let me just get the biggest mouthful I possibly can.
Oh, she can't speak. Is it really good?
That is just, I love the bitterness of the marmalade on the top and the sweetness. Gorgeous.
Right, well, seeing as you like it so much, I'm going to give you half of that to take home. And I think I might even get to take some of this to Kevin in the studio on Sunday morning. Thank you very much. And your photographs, hopefully we're going to see your photographs in the paper this week. So if anyone's got the Chronicle and Echo, you need to know that Nikki has taken these photographs. So go and have a look at them. It's been really fun, Nikki. Thank you very much.
It's been great fun. Thank you.